Captain?
Shakir looked up as Duncan Henders, Raptor's purser, appeared in the chart room doorway. The captain had been studying the local charts, considering where to take his hunting pack next, and he blinked against the bright sunlight framing the purser as he stood in the open door.
Yes?
Captain, I think maybe you'd better come on deck.
What?
Shakir straightened.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, sir, Henders said in a very careful tone. I'm just afraid things are about to get a little noisy, and I thought you'd prefer to be there when they do.
Noisy?
Shakir's eyes were beginning to adjust to the brightness haloing Henders, and he frowned as the purser's expression registered. He looked, the captain thought just a bit uncharitably, like someone who'd swallowed a spider and wasn't entirely certain it was going to stay swallowed.
What's going on, Duncan?
A boat from Windcrest just came alongside, Henders replied. It brought a note from Captain Gerac, along with the bill of lading for one of the prizes.
And?
Shakir growled a bit impatiently.
And there's a reason those galleys were so stubborn, sir, Henders told him. The entire convoy was under charter to the Delphirock and Crown. Four of the galleons were loaded mainly with naval stores for the Temple shipbuilding project. Another one is carrying several hundred tons of copper and tin ingots, apparently for casting into artillery, also for the new fleet. I'm sure the Emperor and the Navy will be suitably glad to see all of those cargoes. But the sixth wasn't under charter to Delphirock at all. Not really. It was under charter to the Knights of the Temple Lands.
Shakir's impatience disappeared abruptly, and he settled back on his heels.
Number six wasn't carrying naval stores or copper and tin, sir.
Henders shook his head.
She's loaded with gold and silver bullion. I don't begin to know how much of it yet, but whatever I might estimate right now would almost certainly be low, I think. She was carrying over 6 months' worth of the temple's payments to the shipyards building new galleys for the church at Farade. And, on top of that, the Council of Vicars has apparently authorized the payment of subsidies to the ports which are losing the most money because they've been closed to our shipping. And according to the galleon skipper, who is not a happy man right this minute, Captain, there's also a goodly chunk of money which was destined to pay pensions to the survivors of the brave Delphirakans who were murdered by those nasty Carizians.
Langhorn,
Shakir murmured. A prize like the one Henders was describing came along possibly once in a privateer's lifetime, and he felt the sudden tingle of wealth running along his nerves. But then his expression altered abruptly.
Langhorn!
He repeated in a very different tone, and Henders chuckled harshly.
Yes, sir, that's one of the reasons I expect it to get noisy when I tell the men.
Noisy may not begin to describe it,
Shakir said sourly as his own earlier thoughts came back to him. Raptor and the other ships operating with her were under Crown warrant, which meant the Crown was going to pocket 3/4 of the treasure ship's value, while the privateers who'd actually captured her got only a quarter to split among them.
You know, Laris, he told himself, it's amazing how much better that arrangement sounded to you an hour or so ago, isn't it? Well,
he said finally, laying his dividers on the opened chart,
I suppose I'd better come.
He detected a certain lack of enthusiasm in his own voice and smiled crookedly at Henders.
The men aren't exactly likely to be singing loud hosannas when we remind them about the prize court, are they?
I'd say that was probably a fairly safe prediction, yes, sir, Henders agreed.
I don't really blame them, Shakir admitted. On the other hand, from the way you've described things, even a quarter share of the total, distributed over every man and ship's boy, is still going to be at least 4 or 5 years' earnings for most of them.
I realize that, sir,
Henders said, and smiled encouragingly.
You just go right on telling them that. I'm sure that by the time those ship's boys are, 50 or 60 years old, they'll come to accept things without complaining.